This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel, and we're talking with General William Odom, retired, who used to be the director of the National Security Agency, talking about the 9/11 hearings. I want to ask you, General Odom, about something that, Sandy Berger was talking about today at the hearings. And this is all about another issue that was out there and that the National Security Council and the administration was grappling with in terms of the use of military force at the same time that the U.S. was being hit by al-Qaeda over the years, and that was the crisis in the Balkans.
I do not believe that this country was ready to invade Afghanistan before September 11th, notwithstanding the fact we had a president who in 1996 said, this is the challenge of our generation. This is the threat of our generation.
You persuaded the American people that military effort was necessary in Bosnia. You didn't have the House of Representatives with you. You barely had a majority in the Senate. You persuaded the American people that war was necessary to get Slobodan Milosevic to stop his terror in Kosovo.
Yeah, and we also had 19 and again, democracies in NATO in both of those cases that were standing with us together.
Saying, the point is only that if you the argument that I find to be most unpersuasive is to say, we couldn't have gotten it done because nobody had been with us.
And that was Commissioner Bob Kerry, used to be Democratic senator from Nebraska. He's pushing Sandy Berger there, saying, here was a dilemma. Could Bill Clinton actually take the country to war? Berger and Madeleine Albright said yesterday also, there wasn't a lot of support for doing such a thing in Afghanistan before 9/11. And then he came back and said, look, you led the country into action in Kosovo. I mean, where does the intelligence process figure in that in terms of justifying or pushing the country toward intervention?
I think in this particular case, after the USS Stark, where the U.S. had actually been hit, suffered casualties, had the administration at that point began a program of explaining who al-Qaeda is, what they were doing.
Stark or Cole are we talking about?
The one off Yemen.
Yeah.
If they had begun to explain, and you'd had half the effort that was put into explaining why we ought to invade Iraq, you would have had not only support from NATO, but you certainly had U.S. public support here. So the president has quite a wide latitude in being able to take the country to war if he wants to. The Clinton administration had a strong disposition against doing this.
This would have been 1 month before the Gore-Bush election, though, when the call happened. If the president had done that, people would have been saying he was wagging the dog, is what the atmosphere was at that time.
That's true. We might go back and say you could have tried the same thing much earlier when the camps were hit with the cruise missiles.
Back in 1998.
Earlier. But at some point, you had to draw out and make clear to the public and to our allies just what this picture looked like. I don't know whether we really had that kind of a picture at the time or whether it was only a few people in the intelligence community who did.
One last point I want to ask you about briefly, and that's Pakistan. We heard a lot that the U.S. really couldn't get Pakistan to help very much in going after bin Laden in the 90s and in the early 2000s because we were sanctioning them for nuclear proliferation offenses.
You raise a very important point here. Our counterproliferation policy is pushed to such an extreme that very often pursuing it causes us harm in other ways. Pursuing it against Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, all simultaneously, without asking what the impact of that is on our interest in the larger regions of Northeast Asia.
You think we had a competing interest to have the assistance of the Pakistanis rather than cracking down on them?
Several competing interests. We should have had them. I mean, if the intelligence community thought that, and the policy community thought that al-Qaeda was that important, they had to relax it. We relaxed it before. We relaxed it back in the Carter administration to reestablish relations with Pakistan.
Thank you very much, General Odom.
Thank you.
Bill Odom used to be the director of the National Security Agency.